"What do we do with him?" Red asked in a panic as she and Poe stared down at the prince's bleeding body. "Help me get him into the light," I said. I was panicking as well, but I tried not to let it show as I lifted Dakaran's limp frame by his arms and dragged him out of the alley. I stopped under the closest street lamp to inspect the wound, pulling up his shirt. Blood poured from a hole on the left side of his abdomen. My palms started to sweat. It was bad. I'd seen men die from wounds like this. "How could you let this happen?" "Why are you asking me?" Red hissed. "I didn't do this." I ripped off one of the sleeves of my shirt and repacked the hole from where either Red or Poe had attempted to stop the bleeding before, then unhooked the prince's belt to try tying the bandaging off. "You're the one who dragged me out of bed in the middle of the night to tell me that the crown prince has been stabbed. I naturally assumed..." "Why were you in bed this early in the evening?" "I've been on patrol at the Silmarin border for the last 2 weeks. I was tired." "What in the flaming pits were you doing in Silmar? Don't you have enough to worry about here?" My jaw tightened. "We're on the brink of war. Or have you been so long underground now that you don't have a clue as to what is happening in the world?" Red flushed, but Poe just stood there watching, her silent shadow. "Here," I said, lifting Dakaran by the arms. "Help me get him to his horse." Red grabbed one of the prince's feet, and Poe grabbed the other, and we carried him over to the hitching rail that was in front of the Fishnet Tavern, a place Dakaran often frequented when he wanted to get out of the palace. "Best lamb and mint sauce in the city," he would say. Dakaran had first introduced me to the tavern over 4 years ago, when he had been too young at the time to patronize such a place, but the prince's willingness to spend coins had earned him the proprietor's silence, along with the nickname Master Silver Coin. Dakaran enjoyed being there because no one knew who he was, and didn't care. With their help, I managed to heft Dakaran's limp body up over a horse whose brand marked it as belonging to the palace stables. I was going to have another talk with Boz, the royal ostler, about looking the other way whenever Dakaran wanted to sneak out. At the very least, he should send me word. Dakaran groaned in his delirium as he was dropped over the saddle. I looked down at the blood on my hands and spun on Red.
"And what in flaming gut rot was he doing with you?"
She sneered. "He wasn't with me, if it's any of your business, which it isn't." Her eyes narrowed. "Unless, of course, the thought of me and Dakaran has brought on a bout of passionate jealousy, then he was certainly with me."
Poe frowned as Red grabbed a random horse and swung up on the saddle. She leaned over and helped her quiet companion up behind her.
"Lucky for him, I happened to be passing by."
"What do you think you're doing?"
I asked as I swung up behind Dakaran to hold him in place. "What does it look like? I'm coming with you, of course."
I glanced over my shoulder and back toward the darkened alley at the side of the tavern.
"And where's his protection detail?"
"How should I know? I told you, he wasn't with me."
She himphed.
"You know Dakaran. He dodges them every chance he gets. He probably took the hidden passages out of the palace."
I ground my teeth.
"I wish he hadn't showed you those."
She smirked. "You were there."
"Don't remind me."
After my rescue of Red from the Warrens, in which Dakaran and Room 11 had been involved, the prince had asked me to introduce him to some of my friends, especially Red and Sapphire. Sapphire had shown enough sense to realize that, with the kind of business Sandstorm regularly facilitated, she should keep her distance. Red, on the other hand, was more than happy to show her interest, so he had invited her back to the palace.
Dakaran was ridiculous enough to believe that impressing her with his wealth was going to earn him her favor. He certainly didn't know Red. No telling how many times she'd been back over the last couple of years without Dakaran's knowledge, just to pilfer.